You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Sameer.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق وخاتم الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome once again into another new episode of your afternoon program, Ma'Allah. And we start Ma'Allah, alhamdulillah, always with a reminder. Firstly, before we go through the reminder, I thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I say, Subhanak Allahumma la ilaha illa ant, Malik al-Mulk, Tu'ti al-Mulka man tasha' wa tanzi'u al-Mulka mimman tasha' Tu'izzu man tasha' wa tudhillu man tasha' Biyadika al-Khayr, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني قد ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ربي فاغفر لي واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. You see, respected listener, I always emphasize with you upon the recitation of the Holy Quran, as it is our source of all information and all knowledge. So if we have a book, an encyclopedia as this, which has been directed to us, we are the believers, we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we are the ones who need to know what is our responsibilities and what are our rights in this world in order to pass it successfully. If you take anything, any source of knowledge besides the Quran, you're definitely going the wrong direction. But if you are one of those ones who is obedient to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a follower of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore you will be amongst the successful. And I want you, inshallah, respected listener, all of you, whosoever is listening, I want you all to be successful in this life. I want you to listen. If you don't have the time to read the Quran, or understand the Quran, or know how to actually function with the commands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then listen to those ones who might help you and assist you to understand it. From there you're gonna actually working on those elements of the Quran coming from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. followed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever does that, then definitely will be one of the party of Allah. Hizbullah. Ala inna hizballahi humul faizun. Surely that the party of Allah, the party of Allah, are the ones who are going to be the winners. The winners of what? The winners of the pleasure of the Almighty Allah, the winner of the favors of the Almighty Allah, the winner of Jannat al-Firdaus, and the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all these wonderful names that we used to learn and learn and learn throughout our lives in the history of Islam. The Sahaba, the Sahabiyat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, all of them we will be amongst them, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm not going to talk much. I have one specific ayah that I'm going to talk about, respected listener, and I want you to pay attention to this one. Yes, pay attention to this one and see how far three words or four words in one ayah can take you. Subhanallah, the miracle of the miracles, the Quran al-Kareem, the miracle of all miracles, bringing up people who are dead to life, comparing to this miracle is nothing. Giving the eyesight for somebody who is blind, comparing to the miracles of this Quran, is nothing. Changing the sun from the right to the left is nothing comparing to the Quran, comparing to the miracle of the miracles. Everlasting miracles. Whoever brought up people from death to life, it happened that time and it finished. Over. It's not happening again now. So it happened and finished. The one who moved his whole entire army on a carpet of wood from one country to another country, happened that time. A miracle. Yes, happened that time. Finished. Never been repeated. Talking to animals, hearing animals and all that, miracle. Yes, but happened that time. It didn't repeat. It's not happening today. But we have the miracle of the miracles. That is happening every day. Every day. Every day you discover something new. The scientists and all the people who are looking forward to know the Quran, they are finding every day one new information that they haven't learned before. Yes, the Quran is for every age and for every time. The Quran is suitable for in the entire of the world, the universe, everyone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And don't think, respected listener, that we are the only creation here on this earth. No. The powers of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unlimited. Vast. You cannot say, we are the only human here. We are the one who are worshipping Allah. Nobody else. No. You cannot say that. That is in Allah's knowledge, not in our knowledge. He did not talk about it, so we do not talk about it. He did not talk about it, so we don't talk about it. But knowing that there is no limitations for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that He has only creation on earth. No, we cannot say yes, we cannot say no. But because of our knowledge of Allah, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited, vast. He created so many things. And what we know is what we see only. Back to that specific ayah that I want to talk to you about. Let me read it out for you firstly, respected listener. I will explain it to you in details. It is from Surah Al-Baqarah. From Surah Al-Baqarah, respected listener. Ayah exactly number 347. But let me read it for you from the beginning, because in order to know this ayah, you need to learn what is before it. All right, I'm not going to go very far before it. I'm going to start, yeah, from ayah number 235 in Surah At-Talaq. What the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين. This is the ayah that I'm talking about. وإن طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن وقد فرضتم لهن فريضة فنصف ما فرضتم إلا أن يعفون أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح وأن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إن الله بما تعملون بصير. سبحان الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking in this specific ayah about talaq. About talaq. Talaq before entering. Before entering. Now, can happen. It happened. It happened and still happening, and it will keep on happening. That's why the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that it's going to be happening, that's why he put rules and regulations for it. Now, he says, and if you divorce them, before you touch them, means before you enter with them, and you have put a sadaq. You know what is sadaq? Sadaq is different than a mahar. A mahar is what the man gives his bride as a mahar, gift to her. And then the people of the families will sit and they will say, okay, the sadaq, what about the sadaq? The sadaq is 20,000 rand. Means if you divorce her, then the man is to give her 20,000 rand. That's a sadaq. Now suppose the talaq comes before the entering, before they have practiced the marriage practically. They did not go together on one bed, and now they want to talaq. So what the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that now there's a sadaq, you're gonna divorce now. So the family of the lady will actually say 20,000 rand you have to pay, but I didn't enter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says half of what you have decided that you're gonna give sadaq, you're gonna give sadaq for 20,000, but now since that you have not entered with her, you did not go on bed together, then you have to pay only half, or they must forgive, or they must forgive, either half or they must forgive. And the one who forgives is the one who have the control of the nikah in his hand. Means the one that is representing the bride. That is either the father or the big brother or the uncle or whoever it is. وَأَن تَعْفُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And if you forgive, and that is better. It brings you closer to taqwa. It brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following his instructions. You have forgiven. No. How can we take 20,000 rand from the man? Even 10,000 rand? No, no, no. He was a good man. He did not have no fault. That whatever is happening is not in his control. So let him go. Let him go. Let him go with whatever it is. And we remain in good relations together. Now this is what I want to talk about. وَلَا تَنْسَوُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And do not forget the goodness between you. There was a couple of tafsir with regards to this ayah. وَلَا تَنْسَوُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Some mufassirin say that وَلَا تَنْسَوُوا means and do not forget. Al-Fadla, goodness, بينكم, between you. وَلَا تَنْسَوُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And do not forget about the goodness that was presented between both of the parties. The man came and he made a big braai and he invited his family, his in-laws to a trip or to a picnic, and he brought gifts to them and he was nice to them and he offered them help in whichever way that is before the talaq. Now when it comes to the talaq, do not forget the goodness that came through this relationship that one day was about to happen. Do not forget. Don't say, oh, what a miserable man. What a miserable man. Hey, he was so rude. He was so stingy. He was so this. He was so that. And then you part in bad, bad picture. That's one tafsir. وَلَا تَنْسَوُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. The other tafsir says, and keep. وَلَا تَنْسَوْا said, and keep goodness between you. And keep goodness between you. Not that because they have done something wrong or somebody uttered one bad word, then you say, no, I don't want to marry of this family. That's a rubbish family. No, I have done so much good for them and see how they treat me and see how they do this and do that. Well, they did not do good from their side. But you have done good. So keep the good. Keep good. Keep goodness between you and them. Don't utter bad words about them. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe something wrong happened. Who knows? Maybe the bride was a good girl, but her sister was not. That doesn't mean that I have to break everything for the sake of that. Mm-mm. You need to keep goodness. Even if you're parting, you need to forgive, you need to allow, you need to not to be stressed about certain things. No, I brought this couch. You cannot take it. This is mine. And he says, no, it's mine. I will take you to court. I will call the police. Come, the sheriff must come and all that. And bring the whole entire world to come and watch our misunderstandings. وَلَا تَنْسَوُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Keep good manners. Keep good behavior. Keep outstanding manners that you leave with. So when you leave, they won't find anything to talk badly about it for you, about you. Although there are many people who will say, ugh, I managed to take everything away from him. Yes, I'm clever. But the man from his side, he gave everything voluntarily. He did not want to go to a certain extent where he will expose the dirty washing. That's all. When you from your side, you do not understand it from that perspective. You understand that you are a clever person. You're the one who beat him. You're the one who took everything for yourself and he came out with nothing. Doesn't work that way. Everyone, every person has evil in him. And every person that has evil needs to have a bit of control over that evil. if you do not have control over the evil that is within you, then you will be a monster. Then you will be worse than animal. Then you will be unbearable. Then nobody will like you. Nobody will love you. Why? Because you have not managed to limit the evil that you have in you to a lion. Now you don't think of anything or anybody. Now you go like a monster. Now you go like an animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this ayah reminds you, don't forget the goodness. Although the ayah has been mentioned in Surah Al-Talaq, respected listener, but this is an instruction. Not only with man and woman. No, it can be between friends. It can be between families. It can be between neighbors. Neighbors who can have been so nice and visiting each other and deal with each other nicely, no problem, alhamdulillah, everything is going like one family dealing with one another. Suddenly a child from this family does something, the other child does something against him, then the entire both families become enemies because of behavior of immature type of children. And we forget about all the goodness that we presented to each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Keep goodness between both of you. It means that you do not stop being a good person. If you're a good person, do not stop being good. Do not stop being good. Because you're going to be the winner. Be good, assalamu alaikum. They don't answer, never mind. Next time, what's happening with the car? Is something wrong? Can I help? They don't answer, never mind. You are the one who is good. You are the one who is good. And you will remain good as long as you follow the instructions of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how it is, respected listener. And then the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes off with, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Surely Allah is all-seeing with all your actions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is not something that you are doing secretly. Even if you are doing it secretly, Allah has a knowledge of everything that you do, whether it is publicly or secretly. Even if you are good and you're presenting goodness secretly, Allah knows about it. Allah knows about it. So what are you worried about? Do good. Do good. You are the winner. Do good. You are the winner. Do good. You are the winner. Don't you want to be a winner? I want to be a winner. And I'm sure that all my listeners want to be winners, want to leave this world as a winner, as a successful person, as somebody whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put on a very special level and very special standard. Why? Because I was following what you are instructing me, O Allah. I followed what you said to me, O Allah. That's why you are considered a person, a member of the party of Allah. The party of Allah. And the party of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluh, is the party of the winners. Is it hard? Absolutely, it is hard. And every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill, you have to go into a struggle. Subhanallah. It's not an easy matter, respected listener. The way to Jannah, the way to please the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an easy path. It's not an easy path. But if you do it with full confidence and full belief, full confidence in the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-hearing, then definitely it will make it easier for you to do it. I will do it. I will do it. I will say, no, I am sorry. I am sorry. I am the one who did the wrong. Please forgive me. While you are not wrong, but you're taking the blame because you want to present goodness. Remind yourself of this ayah, respected listener. وَلَا تَنْسَوُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the ability to implement the instructions of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will lead us to His pleasure, insha'Allah, Rabbil Alameen. Make it easier, O Allah, to do this. Make it a bit easier for us, Ya Allah, to follow your instructions and be the followers of your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.